Chase Thompson's third goal of the game, coming a half minute into the second overtime, lifted the Powassan Voodoos to a 4-3 victory over the Timmins Rock Thursday night in Game 5 of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League East Division Final in front of nearly 1,300 fans at McIntyre Arena. With the outcome, Voodoos now take a 3-2 lead in the best-of-seven set moving to Game 6 Saturday in Powassan at 7 p.m. A man advantage marker in the latter stages of the first period helped the Rock go in front as Brant Romaniuk skated into the Voodoo's zone, and after cutting in on a defender snapped a shot from the right circle that beat goaltender Daniel Diracolo. Moving to the middle frame, the home side extended their edge early off rush-up ice that resulted in Liam Wells taking a dish from Nolan Ring and wiring it past the glove of Diracolo. Powassan came back a couple of shifts later to get on the board when Tucker Shields forced a turnover in his own end, which eventually allowed Cameron Lemke to flip a saucer pass to Thompson, who in turn finished off the feed in putting past Timmins netminder Patrick Boivin. The Voodoos trio then generated a tying tally with 3 minutes left in the second, with Thompson completing another Lemke setup. Action in the third period saw the clubs trade power play markers to help make it 3-3 after three. Dylan McElhinney put the Voodoos in front at 8:17 as he took a Matthew McMillan pass and ripped it by Boivin. Notching an equalizer less than 4 minutes later, Timmins captain Felix Cadieux-Fredette's attempt from up high during a 5-on-3 clipped off the Diracolo's glove and flopped into the net. In the first OT, some quality stops by the opposing goaltenders resulted in a scoreless session and sent it to a second extra frame. Winning it early in double OT, Powassan's Alex Little pushed a play ahead that led to Lemke making a pass over to Thompson, who slammed in the game winner from the left of Boivin, to end it. With the triumph, the visiting team has won all 5 games in the series to date, while the Voodoos improved to 6-0 in overtime in these playoffs.